Yeah, that was one of the wilder ones that I've seen. A lot of them are CBD places. I've seen a lot of physical therapy places that utilize the family video building.
That's what it looks like, is like a doctor's office.
Maybe to people that are like 16 now, they're like, oh yeah, those are all PT places.
Yeah. Oh, that's where I get my CBD at.
Yeah, it's like, no, that was a family. You could rent your videos in there if you wanted.
That's wild.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
All right. Episode 117 of the Fair Enough Podcast. Recording late in the week. Boys are recording on Thursday. This will be hitting your ears on Friday. How's everybody doing? Mikey was dead this week. What the fuck happened to you?
I just had a long weekend. I don't know. I thought I might have just had a fucking long hangover. I'm not sure, dude.
You really think that's what it was?
I mean, it could have been. I'm not sure. I literally couldn't get out of bed on Tuesday, like straight up.
Like, damn. Not,
yeah.
And this was from your golf trip, correct?
Yeah.
How'd that end up turning out? Apparently good.
Yeah, it was spectacular. Friday, we kind of lost a lot of golf because of the weather, but overall, I mean, we played a shit ton on Thursday, shit ton on Saturday, and then like 18 and some change on Friday. So
nice.
And I mean,
that's a lot of golfing.
I feel like you were kind of happy to lose a little bit of golf, weren't you?
Well, it was. That's what I told my brother. It was nice that, like, the in between day, we only played one round, really, and it was like, okay. Because then Saturday, I fucking got up and got after it and just
right.
Yeah. Just like popped
felt good.
Little, yeah, dude, we were doing mushrooms the whole day.
Like, that's sick.
Just it was just good. Like couldn't go wrong either way, man. I mean, there was some shit. I won't disclose any names, but someone shit their pants.
Oh no.
I had two people end up falling asleep on the floor of the bar.
No,
those two were not really part of our group. They were like the older folk that came with us that we know.
Yeah.
One dude fell asleep face down on the bar.
What?
Yeah, it's just a lot of debauchery, you know.
What a group of degens.
Yeah. One guy lost $600 of his own dollars to one of our friends playing fucking dice.
Holy
like,
shit.
They were playing like dollar games, and all of a sudden it got up to like where he was down almost a grand. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even know. I wasn't playing. I was drinking. And I, next day, dude's like, yeah, I lost like $600 to somebody. I'm like, holy fuck, dude.
So what was like, what was the bar scene? Were you guys at just like some dive bar in the middle of nowhere kind of thing?
No, it's a bar that was on the resort.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like, that's where you go to eat. That's where, so you got from Thursday to Sunday, and you got fucking two lunch tickets, a Friday fish fry, Saturday night prime rib, Sunday night brunch, and then like four drink tickets.
That's pretty
all
dope.
Included. Yeah, you can't beat it, dude. It's like $512 for the whole weekend, and you get all
damn
that included, plus as much golf as you want. And we played probably fucking seven rounds of golf or something like that. So
yeah.
It's just, you can't even beat it. And if it didn't rain Sunday, we would have played 18 on Sunday too, but it was raining. So
sounds like a hell of a time. Sounds like the resort maybe was not ready for your crowd. People falling asleep on the bar, dice in the corner of the bar. People who are these guys?
The thing is though, like we tip so well that it's like, we kind of, the first day we get there, we come in and we're just like, hey, we're kind of here to fuck shit up. We'll be here all weekend. You're going to know us by name by the end of the weekend. And we're going to know you guys by name. But like at the first night, Thursday night, there was the worker. He was one of the bartenders. We started shooting the shit, blah, blah, blah. Jeff ends up going like, yeah, tomorrow we're going to be doing shrooms. And dude's like, why don't you go get the shrooms right now? We'll do them right now. And I'm like, brother, you're working. And two,
the bartender? That's sick.
So I'm like, dude, he wasn't there the rest of the weekend, though. He said he went out of town or something. But like, that's how it got to the point where, like, we're drinking with every, like, it. They're responsible, but they know the fucking deal. So when we get in there, it's like, hey, let us be. We'll tip good. Nobody's going to die. We'll be all right type shit.
So that's just a great host more than anything.
Oh, for sure. And the starters are cool. Like, they let us get out whenever we wanted. It was just, yeah, overall good time.
Were there a lot of other people besides you guys at the resort? I imagine Memorial Weekend's a big weekend for them, I would think. So
they had a couple outings. It didn't seem like they had people that were there Thursday to Sunday like us, but it seemed like Saturday there was a couple of groups that were definitely staying there. But it wasn't like overly packed. I don't think they overbook. The only places that overbook for golf in the world are fucking Illinois, I swear to God. So, but yeah, it wasn't overbooked. I mean, you just did whatever you wanted. And you always had a spot. You always had a seat and always had a fucking tee box.
That's sick.
For some reason, I see you like walking up to him. Hey, we're here to fuck shit up, but don't worry. We got you. You
took
a one in his breast pocket.
Yeah, Mike's got a dollar.
Weirdly enough, though, like I 1000% like slept the least. But like, I feel like I genuinely was the most responsible one out of all of us. Like, I went in there, I was steady drinking, steady taking shots, steady bullshitting, but, like, there was nothing around me said, like, hey, this guy's a problem. Like, I wasn't playing dice, I wasn't fucking acting up. Like, I held my shit really well, surprisingly. So I was no problems. None at all.
Your mustache was the only thing that said this guy might be an issue.
Yeah, dude.
Everything, your conduct there was perfect.
It was wonderful. Yep.
That's wild.
Bought 50 balls. Me and my brother split 100 used balls and probably lost like half of them, which is
nice.
Yeah, it's a good time because it's wooded as fuck. And towards the end, I just started leaving shit. I'll leave shit in the fucking fairway. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. So how'd you play then?
I think that I played really well for within my own means. I think I hit the ball pretty good. I didn't shoot low by any means because, you know, there's just those duffs that you have every other hole that just ruin a score. But overall, ball striking was decent. Got off the tee quite a bit. And, I mean, everything after that, it was okay. But, like, I felt good. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to shoot 80. But I was like, if I really, really, like, was on it, I think I could have got under 100 any of the 18s. It's just tough to keep score because it's 3 9-hole courses. So, it's like you play 9, you go get a dog, you jump on the next 9. It's like a whole different fucking course. You don't even think about it, you know?
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think I could have shot okay for what it was worth. I don't even know what I shot score-wise, though. I at some point, I was like, just put a smiley face next to my score, and let's move the fuck on.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, good.
My dog just ripped ass. It smells so bad.
Peyton?
Yeah. Anyways. But, yeah, I think then I had a couple of drinks Monday, which I felt really good Sunday, Monday morning. And then Tuesday, dude, like I don't know. My body needed the sleep so badly.
Yeah, it just hit you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
Well, that's sounds like you kept like a good, steady buzz the whole weekend, though, which is an art.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like every night someone else went to bed early except me. Like I was up till everyone was up every single night for the most part. And just got after it. But walking into the bathroom to somebody shitting themselves was a real tough look.
Oh, how did that happen? Can we get, I mean, you got to tell the story now. You don't have to disclose who it was. But
I'm not going to disclose who it was, but we get back from the bar. We're good.
It wasn't you, was it?
No, it was not me. I would tell you guys if it was me.
I was going to say. You better.
Yeah, I think I've told shit myself stories on the pod before, so I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah, we all have.
So we get back to my room. For some reason, my room was the fucking room where everyone still was partying in. We're just drinking, really. Not like ripping shots, but we ripped a bunch of shots at the bar. And we get back and we're drinking. And all of a sudden, we're like, where's so-and-so at? And I fucking go in the bathroom and I just look and he's butt ass naked. Hugging the toilet. And I like closed the door real quick because I just started dying of laughter. And yeah. Then someone went in to check on him again and looked and was like, oh, he shit himself. So I went back and looked. And lo and
behold. No.
Yeah, it was bad. But yeah, then he puked in a bucket and it spilled on our floor. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
Holy shit.
And let me tell you what, he wasn't even staying in my room. So then the rest of the fucking weekend, even though housekeeping came in and cleaned, like there was like little whiffs of fucking throw up. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, and that was the first night. I'm like, motherfucker, dude.
The first night somebody shit themselves? That way yeah. to set the tone.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was something else.
I'm proud of that guy.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, we got some, Memorial Day weekend, I did almost nothing. Saturday, we did a nice pool day. I caught a tan, which is what I wanted to do.
Nice.
And then other than that, did nothing. I'm just trying to, I'm saving as much coin for this big end of summer / fall push that I'm going to have. So the Bob weekends are going to be a little bit slower this summer. But I'm excited about it because I haven't had like a slow. I mean, I don't have a slow summer. I still have shit going on every weekend, but it's like shit that I'm choosing. You know?
Yeah. It's important.
What do you got, Jack? How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Surviving. I don't got a whole lot going on, man. I've been doing a whole lot of what you just talked about. Just only shit that I feel like doing.
Yep.
And I've never been happier.
It's important.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. And this was something that I was thinking about. I was actually thinking about this over the weekend as I was driving. And I saw, for whatever reason, this Memorial Day weekend, I saw like a weird amount of people that were on the side of the road with tire issues. Highway.
Dude, I wanted to bring something about that too. I'm so glad you brought this up randomly.
Would you ever help someone on the side of the highway with the tire?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm just being honest. I barely know how to fucking change my own tire. What am I gonna do?
Collectively, yeah. We have like 30 something years of driving between all three of us.
Yep.
Have any of us ever so far stopped to do that?
I have not, but I've had to change my tire. I don't know. I mean, you remember the Grand Am, like the Grand Am tires didn't stay afloat. You had to be wrenching on those things constantly. So I've probably changed, I'd say 5 tires side of the road in my life.
That's crazy.
Which is a lot. Yeah, and it was all that car. It was all that car. Or, you know, maybe one or two other cars. But so I'm Jeff Gordon's pit crew at this point. I got no problem changing a tire. I know where they are. What do you got, a Hyundai? Let me fucking find your tire for you and put it on. Doesn't matter.
Dude, but I had...
I'm not helping somebody else.
Yeah. No, it would be difficult to bring yourself to a stop. But I think I might only do it if it was like late at night, there was like, you could tell they were fucking struggling or some shit. Maybe I would, but I just never ran into that problem. I will say I've done a couple real poppages in my day. Mm-hmm. And every time I was in a spot, there was no chance somebody was going to stop. When the last time it happened to me was before I bought my current car, and I was on 696 in one of like the, like just outside of one of the tunnels where the walls are super fucking tall and there's no shoulder. So I was like half in the fucking far right lane.
That's terrifying.
Was trying to take this fucking tire off. Couldn't. Finally, a tow truck pulled up. He like saw me on the side of the road. He pulled up and he tried to get my tire off. Couldn't. So then he fucking scams me. Puts my car on the back of his shit and drove me back to Saginaw. I had to sit in the fucking passenger seat with this dude for like a 45-minute drive back to Saginaw. It was ass.
Have you ever had to do that, Mike? Sit with the tow truck guy?
I've never had a on the side of the road problem before, though.
You've never had like a tire pop while you're driving?
Nope.
You better be knocking on some shit right now, because you're about to have all four of them pop tomorrow.
Have you ridden with the tow truck guy?
Relax, dude. Don't be thumping that bad juju on me. The fuck?
I've ridden with the tow truck guy one time, but it was not for a good reason. It was because they had towed my car back to their place. This is at Central, because Central is the worst place in the world. If you're a tow truck driver, it's the best place in the world. But if you're a kid that has no money and parks in the wrong place, it's the worst. And I found the guy that towed my car, and I was like, hey, where the fuck, like, I don't have a car, but I need to get to your shop. So he took me to the shop, paid the money, and got the fuck out of there. It was horrible. That was all I had. Whatever, that $80 or whatever it was. I don't remember what his face looks like. Like, I was total rage the whole time.
You're like, how's business? He's like, fucking booming, dude.
Yeah, sick, because of morons like you. But I don't think I would ever. It would take like an old lady on the side of the road holding up a sign that says, I'm an old lady, please help me with my tire, for me to. And even then, I'd be like, is this like starving children in Africa email type of shit? Am I going to get mugged if I try to help her with her tire?
Well, dude, in both ways suck. Like, if it's a old lady, you're like, this is a scam. And if it's like somebody our age, you're like, I'm going to look like a serial killer pulling up to them when they have no clue who I am.
Yeah, you know? It's a social lose-lose for sure.
Yeah.
But I've seen it like Dad one time, of course. He's a saint of a human. But there was this giant accident. It was in the stretch between like B-dubs and the Dow in Saginaw on 675 there. And there's those like big ditches in the middle of the highway, and somebody rolled bad. Like, we saw it, like, they were coming. We were on the other side of the highway and they were coming like towards us on the other side, going towards B-dubs. We were going towards the Dow. And they fucking rolled bad, and Dad like saw it from way down, and he was like, okay, well, when we get up there, I'm going to pull up to the left and I'm going to help them. And he helps this lady, lays down his leather jacket because the car's flipped upside down, helps this lady out of her car because the glass is broken. So he puts the jacket down so she can crawl out. And I'm like, only you would do some shit like that. Nobody.
Oh, I have never heard that story before.
Really? Oh, ask Dad about it. It's wild. Yeah. That's insane. I sat in the car. I was like, what do we do? I was like going to hockey practice or something with him. And of course he helped this lady and waited for the cops to get there, and everything was, she was okay. But I was like, I would never, I want to be like you, Dad, but I can't do it. I won't do it.
Yeah. He's insane.
It's too hard to do it nowadays, man. You just never know. It's just kind of not worth it. It really isn't.
Yeah.
Especially with all the AAA and the phones and the this and the that. It's like, there's rarely a time that you're...
Sorry, go ahead.
There's rarely a time that you're, like, stranded. You know what I mean? Usually it's like you're just waiting.
Yeah, so you're never stranded. You're right.
Like, back in the day, though, you know, even 15 years ago, you might be stranded, you know, even if you just got a clamshell that died and it's like, oh, I can't call anyone. It's like, you might legitimately be stranded. So like, then you're sitting there like, do I walk to the nearest, I leave my car, walk to the nearest joint, and then hopefully I can get a hold of somebody. Like, that's different. Now it's like, dude, it's just so easy to get a hold of somebody that can really help you out. That's their job, you know?
Yep. So what's your shit, Michael, about the highway?
So for one, I will say the one time I ever helped someone, it was actually a buddy, but it was very, it was good guy on me, because we had, and I'm not a drug addict. If anybody thinks I am, I swear to God, I'm not. I'm just going to talk about, a few times I've done drugs. So I was drinking drinking a little bit, and my buddy was like, let's pop some Molly. I'm like, sure. So he pops a little bit of Molly. So we're sitting there kind of zooming, And it was like 2 a.m. and I was finally coming down and everyone was kind of leaving. And I was like, all right, fuck it. So I went home. I did not drive home, but I went home with somebody, got home. Me and my buddy, Scoob, I was like, hey, I got these shrooms if you really want to just party all night. So then we popped some shrooms after we got home. 10 minutes later, I get a call from my buddy saying, like, hey, man, like he was rolling. He's like, hey, I was going to get some pussy. My car, I popped my tire. I'm on fucking whatever in Cicero, like kind of in the hood near the airport, but kind of by the hood. He's like, yeah. Hey, and I was like, oh boy, I just fucking, I'm on drugs. I pop more drugs. So I was like, all right, be there in 20. Jump in my car. We have the same car. He doesn't have his spare tire. His car's a year older than me. Doesn't have his spare tire. So I get there and he's like, hey, I need your tire. I go, all right. So I sit there and watch this guy struggle to get this fucking tire off for about fucking 30 minutes. And all of a sudden I am shrooming. So I am dying laughing watching this guy sweat out all of this fucking molly.
What a dick.
But I couldn't. I just was like, can I help you? He's like, dude, no. And he's jumping on the tire iron, fucking trying to get this thing. Finally breaks it free. Gets it replaced. I turn to my right. I'm in my passenger seat. Steve's out the one door, fucking throwing up out the fucking door. I'm like, where am I? I'm just always in these scenarios where I'm like, it's not sober, but I'm the one in charge. I don't know how. If a cop would have came, we would have all been in jail. Both of our cars would have been impounded. But that was the one time I helped somebody off the side of the road. It was necessary. He gave me my tire back, but
he gave me my tire back. Holy shit, that's wild.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious, dude. I've never seen a man sweat so much in my entire life, dude. It was middle of summer, fucking 3 a.m. He already sweat a lot. He's fucking rolling balls.
Oh, dude,
I'll never lose that sight.
It was probably funny. So humid outside too.
Oh, it was so humid outside. It was great. But anyways, this weekend I was driving to the golf trip, and on the side of the road, I saw a cop in like one of the turnarounds. I saw a cop fucking helping somebody change their tire on the side of the road. And I was just like, man, I was like, that was good to see, you know, like, not that I like cops. I don't hate cops, but it's just like, you know, they're not all fucking bad. Like, this dude was just helping a guy out because he clearly didn't know what to do. You just saw him on the side of the road, changed the tire. I was like, dude, that was necessary for my, like, life, you know, my moral sensibility.
I don't know that I've ever seen that in my life.
Neither have I. And that's why I was like, wow, like, that's just an act of, like, that's not being a cop. Like, that's not part of your job.
That's no,
just
that's you not being, your job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like a dude being a good dude, you know, for someone that clearly needed some help.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of Hope Corps?
Sounds gay. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It is pretty much, but it's like a trend, but it's all videos like that. Like, it'll be a soldier reuniting with his family, putting on like those colorblind glasses for the first time, and he can see color, and like a dog being real nice to a baby, shit like that.
Yeah,
and people fucking eat it up. And I'm low-key one of them. I'm hooked into Hope Gore.
Is that TikTok? Oh, that's TikTok. Okay. Yeah. Probably Reels too, but that's sick.
The reuniting with the fucking family and the soldier, I get teary-eyed every single time, no matter what it is. Doesn't matter.
Yep. The halftime ones will kill you.
Oh my gosh.
They'll bury you into the ground. Especially the NBA ones for whatever. Or not NBA, but anything on a basketball court.
Yeah.
You get a good camera angle, it's wild.
Yeah,
those ones are tough. Something else that I noticed in my travels today, actually. And this is an observation that everyone has had, but maybe nobody has said it into a microphone yet. Has any bankrupt business ever utilized their buildings better than what Family Video has done with their discarded buildings? I mean, I drove by one today. You see whatever it looks like the Washington Monument. What is that thing that they have in front of Family Videos that's just like
With the crystals?
Yeah, with the crystal. Like, what is that? It's their thing. Dollar General. That's what I saw today. Family Video Dollar General. How about that?
What?
It was a Family Video. Well, it used to be.
Converted into a Dollar General?
Now it's a Dollar General.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the wilder ones that I've seen. A lot of them are CBD places. I've seen a lot of physical therapy places that utilize the Family Video building.
That's what it looks like, is like a doctor's office.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, once you've seen it, at like, maybe to people that are, like, 16 now, they're like, oh, yeah, those are all PT places.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, that's where I get my CBD at.
Yeah, it's like, no, that was a family. You could rent your videos in there if you wanted. Nobody that's did.
Wild. Yeah. We didn't have Family Video around us very often. They were more in, like, the rural areas, kind of. We only had Blockbuster and Hollywood Video.
Yeah, those are the two best. Yeah. Family Video was, like, we never really went to Family Video either. It was always Blockbuster and Hollywood.
Yeah, and all the Blockbusters just turned into a Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The Spirit Halloween took over Blockbuster. Yeah. It might be the same company. They might have just pivoted.
Yeah. We'll be open 3 months a year. Call it.
What are, like, and that made me think about, is there any more, like, recognizable building chain than a, like, when I see a Family Video, I was like, oh, yep, that used to be a Family Video. Because I was thinking, like, a lot of Don's look different. I feel like Wendy's used to have a very recognizable building, but they don't really anymore. Like, they modernized all of their shit. But I couldn't really think of any outside of Family Video that I was like, oh, damn, like, that's a very recognizable building, no matter what it is now.
No, and that's crazy, because you're right. I can't think of a single other building that you know what it is when you look at it.
I mean, yeah.
Like, if it was a black and white photo, you would still know.
I could see, like, a Rally's.
Like, yeah,
because they have the fucking
the double drive through.
Yeah, and they have, like, the kind of like the old timey looking, like, racing kind of. But yeah, it's tough.
Steak and Shake with the awning.
Yeah, all these, like, restaurants, though, they've all modernized. They've all, you know, they've updated everything so much that they just kind of look normal now. Because I remember, like, T-Bell's used to look, like, if you walked into T-Bell, you saw the white chairs with the green fucking seats and the fucking purple and everywhere. Like, Jesus Christ.
And the roof used to have that, like, Arizona kind of tile on it, like, yeah. That, like.
So I'm saying, it was just very, like, okay, you knew it's a T-Bell. I don't know. That's a good question.
I feel like there's some out there.
What's a discarded fucking, like, building that we would all have to see, that we'd all know about? What's some, like, things that have gone out of business?
That's the tough part. And that's where, like, Family Video probably would have upgraded their shit too, but they never got the chance.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe, we could think about that and maybe come back next week and have some good answers for it.
Maybe, like, a Sports Authority, like, when you walk in, because, like, they took our Sports Authority and they made it into, like, a fucking, like, a Burlington Coat Factory, but, like, I was in it so often that I was like, no, this is a fucking Sports Authority, dude. Like, I was like, this is where the fucking sports shit was. This is where the coats were, the golf. Like, this is where I used to steal shit all the time.
Yeah. Like, did you refuse to get a coat there because of that?
No, I already have coats. And also Burlington Coat Factory. Burlington's kind of got. Burlington's kind of ghetto sometimes, so I don't just go in there unless I actually need something.
Oh, definitely.
Speaking of buying coats from Burlington, who's that new wide receiver for the Bills that they just drafted? Funny ass dude.
Keon Coleman.
Did you guys see that clip of him talking to the reporter about his coats?
Yeah, I don't remember what he said, though.
The guy's like, he's like asking him how expensive his coat was, and he's like, I got it on sale.
Oh, yeah, and, that's right.
He's like, Kohl's Cash or something like that. And he's like, you got to buy them 2 seasons ahead. That's, yeah, when you get
that's
the
what deal. It was. 2 seasons ahead. That's a fact.
That is a fact.
Laura lived by that principle.
Oh, dude. I got the sickest snow pants one year in like June.
Yeah, exactly. It's June. We're going to North Face. Yeah. Can't beat this shit right now.
Only time we could get that shit.
Yep. July 4th, we're heading to Burlington.
Dude, I saw this guy who was wearing a North Face hat, and it was a topless bucket hat. And I was like, this is the coolest thing for golf.
A topless bucket hat?
It was a bucket hat, and it was like a visor bucket hat, though.
And so it just had no lid on it.
No lid, dude.
That's so funny.
It was just like a headband with the fucking visor on it.
It was like, brim and walls.
Yeah, and I was like, this is kind of sick, dude. Like, I might actually look into one.
That is kind of sick. Does that play better if you have hair or if you're bald?
I think it's more if you have hair, because then you can let the pony out at the top. But you know,
that'd be perfect for like my hair. That'd be perfect.
Are you guys into wrestling? Were you guys into WWE back in the day?
Back in the day, I was big time.
You know,
I had a good 10-year stint.
You know the group Too Cool with Scotty Too Hotty.
I remember Carlito Caribbean Cool. Was he a part of it?
That's a little too late. If you got time now or whenever, look up Scotty Too Hotty from the WWE Attitude Era. He wore a fucking topless fucking bucket hat, but he definitely just chopped the top off of himself, and his hair like stuck out. He looked like a dumbass, but that's the first thing I thought of. Yeah, and he did the worm in the fucking ring. It was fucking sick.
One second. I have to look this up now. Scotty Too Hotty.
Two obviously is just the number two. Don't fucking get it twisted.
Yeah, Too Hotty.
Wait,
you should. Hat. Look at this ridiculous What a fucking weirdo. And of course, WWE style, he's got a million different outfits and a million different bucket hats. With no top in it. With the top blown out. And he's got this slim, shady yellow hair that goes straight up out of the top. That's the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. This orange one that he's got is absurd.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that just broke my brain on a Thursday.
Oh, that shit was so fucking funny, dude. That was my guy. Anyways.
So I had a question for you, Michael.
What's that?
Fuck, marry, kill the Tigers, may the Cubs bullpen, may or P. Diddy's, may.
Listen, dude,
whose may would you have rather had?
There's nobody I want to murder more right now than the fucking Cubs bullpen, so I'm murdering off them so hard.
You're gonna marry P. Diddy's May live on the air?
I'll fuck the shit out of P. Diddy's May. Sure. At least it's weird, but it is what it is. And then I'll marry the Tigers because it just seems like they're trying their best.
They ain't. They ain't trying.
I mean, you're not wrong, but holy fuck, I am so upset with the Cubs right now are just so bad, and it's like they're just not that bad of a team, and I wish you didn't bring this up.
Starting pitching, from everything that I've been seeing, has
top five
been okay.
Yeah, it's literally top five. I mean, we have like four guys under three in our starting rotation right now.
That's fucking crazy.
And two of them are under two. And Shohei was under one until yesterday.
I was listening to the Chicago guys talk about it from Barstool a little bit. It sounds like somebody from the bullpen got pulled up to be a starter, and like that's kind of, or was it vice versa?
Well, Kyle Hendricks couldn't figure it out, so they put him in the bullpen. And what they were doing like a committee. So it was like Imanaga, Assad, Taillon. Those were like three. Those guys were locked in. It was like Hendricks, and then they had like fucking was Neski, this kid Ben Brown. Those two were kind of like committeeing, and they put Ben Brown back into the bullpen and let Kyle, like, that was his spot. Then he came back, stunk, so they put Kyle in, gave Ben Brown his own spot in the rotation. He went 7 no hit innings 2 days ago, had 10 strikeouts, so like he's in now. Like, so Yes, that's he was kind of up and down. He had spot starts when they wanted to give him Inaga an extra day rest, and then he had spot starts when Hendricks was on the IR. And now it seems like he's going to be in the rotation now, hopefully. He's got two pitches only, though. That's, like, the big thing about him. They're scared.
What are his pitches?
It's just a fastball and a curveball.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. But
damn.
I mean, dude, you can have seven different fastballs, though. If you can make your fastball do so many different things, but that's, like, the big thing on him is he's only got two pitches. So, but seven no-hit innings and 10 strikeouts, I don't give a fuck how many pitches you got. You're making it work.
So where's the panic meter heading into June?
Oh,
compared to the division, I mean, you guys have the best roster in the division, though. Like, is that crazy to say?
I would say so, but the Brewers are definitely just more complete right now, you know?
Yeah.
The Cardinals are kind of all over the place themselves, which is good. So there's still a shot. But, I mean, this team is playoff or bust right now. I mean, they need to make the playoffs or else it's an absolute wasted season.
Yeah. Tigers came back down to real life in May. I mean, it's just unbelievable pitching staff. Tarek Skubal is going to be in the Cy Young race all year. He's a freak. Bullpen kind of took a step back in May, but you can't hit the baseball. Riley Green, horrible May. Torque starting to hit a little bit, but still not where he needs to be. Colt Keith playing a little bit better. Everybody else, useless piece of shit. I mean, even those three guys that I mentioned. Like, it's just... And we're still sitting here, and Scott Harris, the GM, went on MLB Network the other day and just said a whole lot of nothing. He won't speak to local media because he know, like, and we'd love him to. He needs to speak to Detroit. He won't do it, though, because he knows that they're going to ask him some questions that he is either too afraid to answer, or the owner is putting him in a position where he has to look like an asshole this year until they're allowed to start spending. But he's talking about developing these young guys and all this bullshit and the core. Oh, the core, the core, the core. I don't know who the core is. I can't wait to meet him, but hopefully there's some good ball players. But that's where the Tigers are at in May.
They're only one game under 500. Dude, they're literally this. They have the same. We're one game under 500 too. It's like,
and it's totally different, though. Yeah. It's totally different, though. Like, everything that we did in April was a facade and all in the back of our starting rotation. And God help those guys. I feel bad for them.
I mean, fair enough. I mean, the Cubs have lost, like, 13 of the last 15 games, though. So it's like,
that's tough.
It's fucking bad, dude. It's so
that's
bad.
Panic meter stuff for sure.
Yeah,
so
I'm actually going to the game tomorrow. So,
oh, nice. Well, Friday, 1 o'clock.
Friday 1:20, then I'm going to see Pup Punk after that at Joe's on Weed Street. It's gonna be a whole fucking day.
What a day. That's a sick day.
Yeah.
Damn. We do have to talk about, though, Jack's buddy started a MLB game for the Atlanta Braves the other day.
So
and played pretty well.
Did he?
Yeah, he did play pretty well.
It was literally just the home run, right? That was the three runs that he let up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stinks.
I'm pretty sure
he was going shutout.
I'm pretty sure we used to hang out with a family member of her of some sort. Hannah Woodrow had a friend named Taylor Schwellen, whatever the fuck.
That's their sister.
Yeah, we used to hang out with that girl at the bar.
What's his name, Jack?
Spencer.
Spencer Schwellenbach. Shout out to Spencer.
Yeah, he's a dog. We were never all that close. We were more like kind of like clashing friend groups, if you will, when we were younger. But
he was the ops
for a while, yeah. But then, you know, everybody got a whole lot cooler with each other, and
yeah.
I mean, I have some funny ass memories with the dude.
Once I knew he was going pro,
we had like gym class and shit together.
Nice.
Didn't want to stand next to him in dodgeball at all.
No. Maybe we get, maybe Spencer's the first guest ever on the Fair Enough podcast.
Dude, I'm sure he'd be down.
First pro athlete.
Yeah, just a very normal guy, though. Down to earth, dude. It'd be sick if he fucking actually starting games more often.
I mean, insane. After a showing like that, what do you have, 5 Ks or something like that? 5 Ks, yeah, 3 earned?
Yeah.
Through 5 innings?
Yep. And I don't know, you guys would be more well-versed in this, like how often does a team actually pick up a pitcher like that? Like, did the Braves need just a guy to pop up? I don't understand what the
he's already on the Braves in the farm system somewhere. And they probably have, I mean, the fucking Braves have been one of the more injury plagued teams in the year. So they probably just needed to fill a body for a week and he'll come up. He might pitch twice and then he'll probably go back down for the rest of the year unless they need him again.
Was that like an actual good outing for a first game MLB pitcher?
I would say so. Yeah, I would say it's not.
I mean, outside of the home run, like 5 innings, 5 Ks, like that's a pretty damn good first outing.
I'd say it's a little bit above average, but it's not spectacular by any means, you know.
Right.
But
it's tough to be spectacular now, though, as a pitcher. I mean, they just. Managers won't let you go 8 or 9 innings anymore. It doesn't fucking happen.
Well, especially if you're like the future. The thing is, too, Jack, is that maybe that this isn't an injury thing. Maybe it's like, hey, this is our next guy up, and they brought him up. Because look at the kid from Pittsburgh, Paul Skeens, who was the number one overall pick. Like, it was only a matter of time. He had to just prove himself in AAA, and he was like the best AAA pitcher ever for fucking 6 starts. And now he's going to be the rookie of the year for the National League, probably. Like, it could be that situation, too. I didn't do any research on it, but those are the two options. He's either a rookie that, hey, he's proven his shit, it's time for him to be in the bigs forever, or this is a plug and play for an injury for a little bit, and then you know, he'll get his real nod next year when, you know, they need him, you know?
Dude, he was throwing harder than I thought he was going to, though. Dude, I saw 3 straight 96. I was like, Jesus, guy.
Yeah, 3 straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was like 96, 97, 96 or something like that.
Let me do a little research on this kid and see why he got pulled up.
Yeah, do it. He played for Big Red. That's where he went to school at.
Nebraska?
Yeah.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah, dude, down in Lincoln, that's where James is at.
Yep.
Shit.
He was totally.
Wait, James is back in Lincoln?
Yeah.
They're in Nebraska.
Oh, that's sick.
So he felt totally taken off guard and very happy about it. He was very surprised that he got pulled up. So this is definitely not a hey, it's your turn to be the guy thing, but he's the number 3 prospect for them. And, you know, pretty much saying that, like, he's probably going to go back down, but fuck it. Like, he's that dog.
Yeah.
Guy's a dog.
He is a dog. Shout out to Spencer Schwellenbach, maybe future Fair Enough podcast guest. So, we can get into a little bit of NBA and NHL at the end here, but before that, OTAs, I mean, NFL is kind of full swing in here, as crazy as that is.
The Bears, Hard Knocks, baby.
Is that happening?
Yes, sir. Announced a little bit ago.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
dude.
Sick.
They want the Bears to be the fucking Lions of 2 years ago so badly.
Hey, I mean, I hope we bury those fucks into the ground, but I'm all here for a little friendly competition that isn't those folks up in Green Bay.
Also, I think the Schwellenbach kid is actually going to be staying up.
Sick.
Yeah.
We got to get him on the pod fast before he starts clubbing and hanging out with all these naked bitches and stuff like that. And we can't get him anymore.
Anyways.
That's sick, though. So HBO announced that today?
Yeah.
Nothing like getting Hard Knocks, dude. Nothing like it.
Dude, that rekindled my love for the Lions.
Fires you the fuck up.
I shed several tears on Bob's couch when we watched that.
There's bad Hard Knocks, though. There was actually a lot of bad Hard Knocks before the Lions. Like, some of the best Hard Knocks that I remember were, and a lot of people point to this one, but the Rex Ryan Jets. That Hard Knocks season was unbelievable. That was probably like 2008, 2009, around that time. Yeah. So, and then there was just kind of a lull for a while where it was like, eh. And then I think Dan Campbell and characters are going to help Hard Knocks. And I think, I mean, they definitely have some of those in Chicago between Caleb Williams. I mean, Romo Dunze is an interesting guy. Like, I think that they'll be, I think it'll be a good watch.
I also think that what they're doing, first of all, I've never watched a Hard Knocks in my life before. This will be the first one.
Super dumb.
But it seems like they're trying to not do like the teams that are shit completely in the dumpster now. It's like over, like, because didn't they do like the in-season one with like Indianapolis a couple years ago when they were kind of.
Yeah, they did it with.
One with Arizona last year. It was fucking awful.
Yeah, but
it,
that's
yeah,
a team
they
that
did one
they
with have, Miami.
It's like teams that they don't expect to be bad. They expect to be like maybe question mark, you know, like I'm Ron Burgundy. Like,
yeah,
it's like one of the like that situation instead of just doing let's do the Giants or some dumpster fire every year, you know.
Well, there is a criteria for Hard Knocks. One of those is Evan just tried to call me. One of those is that you can't have a rookie head coach, or you can't have a new head coach.
Oh, really?
So it has to be a head coach in like second year or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's kind of. Do you know why?
Yes. I would assume just you're trying to get your shit together. The last fucking thing you need is people
yeah,
need to
fuck,
know your neck.
Yeah, fucking camera
you
know? Crew.
Like
your
you got enough
after
on your plate.
Time. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would assume that's why, but. There are other reasons too. Man, this guy.
Yeah, my buddy Julian tried to call me twice in the beginning, and I was like, come on.
This guy's hammering me with phone calls. But where do you stand on the, and it's hard because you haven't watched it because you are a moron, but where do you stand on the Hard Knocks makes my team worse because they're distracted during training camp?
I don't know. I'm not sure, dude. Like, I have no idea. Cause, like I said, like with the Lions, it only made them like kind of better, you know?
They had a rough start. They went 1-6 to start that season. But after that, I mean, they finished 9-8. So,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's going to affect it that much. I hope it doesn't. Hopefully, it makes you fall in love with the right people and kind of. You know, weed out the shit you don't want. And then,
yeah.
But I don't know, though. I literally don't know what to expect because, once again, I don't watch the shit. And I don't have anything, even if I did watch, like, the Lions or the Jets or the this or that, I have nothing invested emotionally in any of these players or, like, this team. So, like, I still probably wouldn't know how to take away when it actually came to my team. So, I don't know. I hope it just kind of keeps me indifferent, but lets me really just see the ins and outs of these guys. But who knows? I might fall in love. I might fucking end up hating Caleb Williams from it. Who knows? I doubt it. I doubt they're gonna show him in such a light where it would be too negative. But
no, he's gonna be the star of the show. I promise you. I promise you. Everything that you just said and being indifferent, you will not be. You will be guy that you fall in love with for sure.
I hope it's mostly positive. Where I'm like, yeah, this dude's kind of a dog. Like, even if he's you know ends up not being. So.
The worst part of Hard Knocks is they show Cut Day.
That's
when it's like, fuck, like I loved this guy and he's getting the X, or I love this guy and he made the team. That's sick. So the cut day episode is always rough, but there's some good positives that come out of it too. Bears, OTAs, people, I'm hearing murmurs of Caleb Williams is struggling in OTAs and things like that. Where's the panic level there?
I didn't see it. I heard it as well. I don't know all of the details. Like, he threw interceptions on like multiple passes straight or some shit like that. To me, that doesn't mean shit. I mean, you're playing 7-on-7s. I don't know like what I don't really know all the details. I don't want to sit here and jump the gun, but it's like then you can turn around and the next day you see fucking him tossing dimes to guys. So it's like, what was it? Is it just unfortunate timing? Was it just a bad fucking practice? Like, well, I don't know. Cause I don't even, like I said, I don't even know all the details of it. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, he's done. Guy's never even taken a snap. He's done. He fucked up in 7-on-7 with no pads on in shorts, you know?
I don't put a lot of stock in it.
I don't
know. At all. I think, cause I think it happens both ways. I think there's guys that come out in training camp and it's like, holy shit, this kid's amazing. And then he ends up sucking.
Yeah.
So it's like, it definitely goes both ways. And specifically talking about the Bears, that's a sick defense. I mean, it just kind of is. Like, he's coming off playing against, practicing against USC's defense every week, the worst in the country. And then when he plays real games, he's playing against, you know, outside of Oregon and maybe Washington. Fraudulent defenses overall in the Pac-12. So, yeah, I mean, give the kid 5 minutes to figure it the fuck out.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to take much out of it. And I hope no one else does either. I mean, obviously, people who are, like, fans of, like, teams in the divisions are going to talk a little shit and be like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, everyone knows that doesn't really mean shit. So I'm not too worried about it.
Lions OTAs, it's been the Jameson Williams show, which is what we all wanted, to hear. Everybody showed up for rookie camp. All that stuff was good. Terry and Arnold, super positive guy. I wish he was on Hard Knocks somehow. He's hilarious. But the Dan Campbell was basically asked about it. You know, who is the guy that's really standing out in camp? And right away, he said, I don't want to say anymore, but Jameson Williams right now is a man on a mission, which is exactly what we needed to hear, because we need that. We need that wide receiver two spot filled. And it's really three, because it's Amon-Ra, it's Sam Laporta, and then it's Jameson Williams. So hearing that was awesome. That's kind of been the talk of the town this week. And outside of that, something that I think the Lions inflicted upon the rest of the league is getting our Amon-Ra deal done is fucking some other teams over right now. Brandon Ayuk wants a deal now. Obviously, the T. Higgins shit's going on. Receivers are up are trying to get paid. And I'm glad that we got ours done when we did. And now everything else is kind of falling after. Well, I think it's always good to be first in that.
I also think, too, that it's nice that you guys got the best one of the ones, because it's like you didn't have some guy who was worse than him drive up the price on receivers, and now we have to overpay him. So it's like I feel like he set the bar. If these guys think that they should get any more than him, then they're crazy. They need to relax on that. Yeah. I don't know what discussions are with it, but it's like, hey, that guy's way better than you. So chill the fuck out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that gets lost a little bit just because he's not the flashiest receiver in the world by any means. He's not Ayuk, you know? I mean, he's whatever T. Higgins is, he's just a bigger guy. So it's like, oh, yeah, you got to pay the big guys. I think people are kind of still stuck in their way with that. But
yeah,
I'm just glad they got it done. And now we're kind of seeing the wrath go through the league with these receivers.
Well, the T. Higgins thing, I don't think he's on the Bengals by the start of the season, personally.
No.
The Ayuk thing, I think they do come to some sort of agreement with him, I think. But if I had to guess, I don't know, though, because he probably wants
They're running out of money in San Fran.
True. Very true. Yeah, they're gonna have a very short they're going to be fucked if they don't win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years with all the money they're shelling out.
Yeah, I mean, last year and this year, they need to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, true.
Like, they needed to beat that Chiefs team, and they need to win this year, and it's going to be... I got a feeling there's going to be some teams making a surge in the NFC. You know, teams like the Packers, teams like the Eagles, who had such a bad year last year, it's impossible for them to kind of stay in the cellar like that with the team that they have, so... I think the Niners are in trouble. But quickly, before we get out of here, little NBA, NHL, Rangers, Panthers tied at 2-2 in that East final. And then the West final is the same. Stars, Oilers. The Oilers tied it up last night. What would be your ideal matchup? Stanley Cup final.
For entertainment purposes or for like my just personal liking?
Your personal liking. So it could be entertainment and hockey.
I mean, I would like to see Panthers Stars because I would like to see the Panthers get one.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind seeing the Rangers get one either. I don't think Edmonton or Dallas can hold their jockstrap to either of those teams on that side.
Yep.
I also think Edmonton can suck a dick. I don't like them. I'm an anti-Edmonton guy. Yeah. So there's
me too,
that.
Because I want McDavid to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, so I think, and I just think the Stars are just a better, like, overall team. But they don't have a Leon Draisaitl fucking Connor McDavid line, so it's kind of tough, you know? But I don't know. I got my heartstrings a little. They're tearing at my heartstrings a little bit on that one because I like the Rangers just because Mika Zibanejad's been one of my favorite players for a long time. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the NHL.
So fun to watch.
Artemi Panarin was my guy. I loved him with the Hawks. I'd love to see him get one. A couple other guys on that team, you know, the Vinny Trocheks of the world, the Adam Foxes.
Rempe. Like, how do you hate Rempe?
Just a lot. Yeah, a lot of guys you just – it's Shesterkin. Like, it's just guys you, it's hard to hate. And then the Panthers, once again, another team of just fucking a bunch of just hard-nosed fucking boss-ass dudes who have gotten really close. And I think this is their year, but we'll see.
Talk,
man,
about a team. The ultimate team you don't want to play, Florida Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, they just don't go away. You know, they really don't.
And they physical the fuck out of you.
Yep. They're just all around, and they have skill everywhere. But and then the NBA, man, I would love to see Dallas win it all.
Me too.
How crazy would it be if Dallas won the NBA, NHL, and the World Series of last year all in the same fucking 365 days? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, what a run for the little D in Dallas. I agree. If I'm going NHL quick, I think I want Rangers. I actually want Rangers Oilers, but I wouldn't be mad really at any combination. Even though the only reason that I wouldn't want Oilers to get there is because I don't want McDavid to sniff it and think that he has a chance to do it in Edmonton. I want him to be wearing a winged wheel sooner rather than later. And I think it's definitely a possibility. That's, you know, as well as I do, that's what comes with being an original six team. You can get anybody. It's just kind of the way that it works. So it's up for debate. And I agree. I think whoever comes out of the East is going to win. Shesterkin and Bob. Those are the two reasons why. They're too good. Yeah. No, like, they're better than Ottinger. They're definitely better than Skinner. Like,
yeah,
the goaltending is just different in the East. Yes. NBA, dude. I love the T-Wolves. Who doesn't? But they're going to have plenty of chances. Give me Kyrie back to Boston. Give it to me. I need it. Like, I need fucking air to breathe.
Yeah, I like it. I'm on your fucking... I'm on your side, dude. And
how much bullshit, too, by the way, that if they win tonight, it's a full week before game one. Thursday of next week is game one.
Why is that bullshit?
Because it's bullshit. Don't schedule it out that far. Just play it out.
I mean, I guess that's fair. I don't know about all the scheduling and shit, but it'd be nice, you know, give them a chance to fucking scheme for Boston. But I just don't want to see Boston win because they had to play fucking everyone that they played had their star player injured, not there.
It's dead.
Like, it's like, okay. Like, yeah, of course, you still would probably beat these teams, but it's like, Indiana blew every single game. They were winning in every single game except game two. Dude. And they just blew every game without Halliburton.
They fucking suck. I don't feel bad for them at all. They're pricks.
No, and then, you know, fucking Donovan Mitchell's hurt the whole series. I can't think of who they played round one, but they've had the easiest road to the championship ever, and now they're going to play a real team, and I hope they get fucking trounced, even though their starting five is ridiculously good.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Like just the guys that they've hung on, like the Derek White, the Al Horford, like these guys just are contributing at a level that they shouldn't be, and it's impossible to play against.
And they're doing it without Porzingis too. So like if they get that guy back, that just adds another wrinkle that's fucking impossible to guard.
And the rumblings that I've been hearing, it sounds like they might have him back.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing too since the fucking second round, where it's like, he'll be back for the championship if they get there. So,
yeah.
Hey, did you watch Tires yet?
I've watched the first three episodes. I'm very high on it. I think it's great.
All right, get after it. We'll talk about it next week because I wanted to talk about it this week, but I'm glad you didn't finish it then.
So. Yeah, we'll put that on the docket for next week.
All right.
Well, hopefully in the next 5 to 10 years of doing this podcast, we'll be talking about the Stones and the Bulls and some Eastern Conference Finals action.
Yeah.
And maybe the Wings and the Hawks, too, if we're lucky. Maybe a Wings-Hawks Cup. What do you think about that? Try that one on for size. I think we'd have to cancel the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
It'd be rough for the boys.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, though.
All right, episode 117 is a wrap. Brett Hull, that's my 17.
Chris Bryant,
there you go. You got a 17, Jack?
No.
Okay. All right, that's episode 117. We love you guys. We will see everybody next week. Peace.
Peace.